Greetings. Yesterday afternoon, Timothy Harris fired the six ministers who had expressed their displeasure with his leadership, namely Sean Richards, Mark Brantley, Alexis Jeffords, Eric Evelyn, Lindsey Grant, and Jonel Powell. And he shared their portfolios among the ones who were left back, namely Eugene Hamilton, Akilah Byron Nisbet, Vincent Juicy Byron, and Wendy Phipps. The mini cabinet is a formula for problems, maybe disastrous problems for the country, for Timothy Harris, and for his members. Political problems, possible legal problems, and personal health problems. The portfolio redistribution also exposes Harris's lack of confidence in Akilah Byron Nisbet, both as a minister and as a member of parliament, given that she got this lightest load of all. He wants her to be free, to campaign, to save her political neck. With no disrespect intended, I need to mention Mr. Hamilton. His decision to stand with Mr. Harris is a reflection of the division that may exist within PAM. Remember, the pushback from within certain established quarters of PAM that was leveled against Sean Richards for having spoken out against Harris's leadership issues. But it is also the political obituary of a ministerial career characterized by mediocrity and now ending in failure for Mr. Hamilton. Now, in addition to firing the six gentlemen and redistributing the cabinet portfolios, Timothy Harris also announced that he had asked the Governor General to dissolve Parliament. So we will have elections by August. And between now and then, you can expect a lot of mudslinging and abuse, a lot of audio and video releases, as they and their surrogates and social media characters ventilate their venom at each other. It's going to become increasingly personal and increasingly ugly. And if you know what's good for you, you will step out of their way. That said, it's interesting to note that at this moment, the only party in St. Kitts that has its full team of candidates in position and known to the people of this country is St. Kitts Nevis Labour Party, which, by the way, is the only real Labour Party in the country. You must not allow yourselves to be misled into believing that Timothy Harris's party is real Labour or anything close to being real Labour. That party is an imposter and deceiver party, as their leader is an imposter and deceiver leader. And while I'm on the St. Kitts Nevis Labour Party, the propaganda is being pushed that Dr. Terence Drew is only the leader in name, but that Dr. Denzil Douglas, who has been chosen in a democratic process for the candidacy of constituency number 6, is still the real leader. Dr. Drew was involved in a valiant, tough, open, democratically conducted contest for the party leadership, and he won. This is a clear and powerful sign that the St. Kitts Nevis Labour Party has moved forward. This is a new time. Dr. Douglas is a member of the team, duly and democratically elected, so to be. But Dr. Drew is the leader, and thus far, he has shown good judgment and maturity. And under his leadership, the party has made strides. The candidate's launch about a month ago was a roaring success, organized by a group of bright, committed young persons. The Labour weekend activities, climaxing in a massive march, was another roaring success. And the only St. Kitts party which has held public meetings on the street in recent times has been the St. Kitts Nevis Labour Party. And those meetings were massively successful, and so on and so on. So the signs are there of a party that is being re-energized and rejuvenated, a party that is on the rise. And these are facts. This is not a matter of opinion. These are facts. My view is that even if Dr. Douglas was not a candidate, the propagandists would continue to push what they are pushing. Maybe the only thing that will satisfy them is if Dr. Douglas, God forbid, was dead. So here are the facts. Dr. Drew is the leader, and he has two deputy leaders, Dr. Jeffrey Hanley and Mr. Conrys Maynard. In addition, he has a dynamic young team assisted by the veteran who, among other elders, the leadership can call upon. End of story. But while the propagandists are at it, they should examine PAM and Timothy Harris's party. The leader of PAM, Mr. Richards, exercised his judgment after the elections of 2020 by demonstrating his loyalty to Harris, who he, Mr. Richards, knew was all about self, and who had shown severe disrespect not just for Mr. Richards, but for the other members of cabinet and their respective political parties. So why did Mr. Richards choose at that time to be loyal to Harris, rather than being loyal to his colleagues, their parties, and the people of the country? Your promise kept to a leader and your pledge to a leader who you know is self-serving, undermining, vindictive, disrespectful, and undemocratic is your act of hostility against, even your act of betrayal against, the people. And you have to take ownership of your decisions. In 2020, Mr. Richards knowingly made the decision that he made. He chose Barabbas over Jesus. And you must ask yourselves why Mr. Richards made that decision. Ask yourselves honestly and objectively if you believe that such a man should be the leader of a political party. Even worse so, does he have the gravitas, the judgment to be the leader of this country? Nothing personal against him, but he's a public figure, a member of parliament for the last 14 years and deputy prime minister for the last 7 years. And his conduct is of interest to the people of the country. My guess is that one of his reasons for not taking the leadership in 2020 was that he did not believe that he was ready for it. And with respect, I don't think anything has happened since then that would persuade reasonable and objective people that he's up to the task now. We move on to Timothy Harris. He's certainly not up to the task. He has demonstrated his unsuitability for that office time and again over the last 7 years. Indeed, that is one of the reasons that his 6 cabinet colleagues mutinied against him. Unprecedented in the politics of this country. Disowning and disavowing him as their leader. That's an indelible blemish on his career and legacy and on the political history of this country. And even now, as the country has to endure the present difficulties caused in no small measure by Harris himself, he is still proceeding without the slightest bit of respect for the best interests of the people of this country. His occupation of the office of Prime Minister constitutes a clear and present danger to this country. And that office has been dragged down to its lowest level of degradation. There is no question. He has to go. And he can take along with him those Bible-holding vampires who have contaminated their pulpits and turned them into crude political platforms. There'll be a lot to say over the coming weeks, God willing. In the meantime, I sign off by saying, may the Almighty guide us all.